The crowdsourcing model is coming in full force to the discussion about the future of federal information technology and management. ACT-IAC calls it Crowdversations. Tony Bardo is industry chair for ACT-IAC's Executive Leadership Conference, which starts Sunday evening in Williamsburg. Tony's also Assistant Vice President of Government Solutions at Hughes. Tony, thanks for coming on today. This idea of trying to change things up from five people sitting in front of a room and everybody up there tells everybody else what's going on has been kind of an evolution process. Where are we in that evolution now? Thanks for coming on, Tony.
Francis, thanks for having me. I'm happy to talk about ELC 2015. We're really excited about it. And from the very first meeting that we had, we sort of laid down some different guidelines for how we wanted this ELC to be conducted. And you characterized it just exactly right. We just didn't want four or five people on a stage 100 feet, 150 feet from the audience in leather chairs talking about stuff. We wanted more stand-up conversations, moderators, facilitators, and speakers in the middle of the crowd, passing the microphone to some member of the audience and saying, what do you think? And talking about some of the important things that we're going to discuss at the conference. And it's different in another way. We're not focusing on next month or next quarter or even this coming year. The theme of the conference is Government 2020, Imagine the Possibilities. So we're going to be talking about the important issues to get us ready for what it's going to be like 5 years from now. So it's got a bit different vibe and a bit different focus, more long term.
How do you take information out of what happens the beginning of next week and apply it to people, number one, who might not be able to be there, and number two, to people who are there 6 months or a year from now, to make sure that what starts there continues and doesn't just disappear into the air?
Well, we hope that this will be a vibe and a theme and a continuation to the next ELC and the next one beyond that. And for the people that were there, and it's important for them to get excited and get involved and not just attend, not go back in their rooms and do their email, but just really get involved in the discussions going on and be so excited about it and so inspired by the discussions that took place that they'll go back and share that in their workplaces. And we hope that that's the outcome, that's the result, and that people start thinking about things a little differently, as opposed to, okay, I attended the conference, I checked the box, and now let me drive north back to Washington.
Your peer leading ELC this year is Steve Cooper, the Chief Information Officer at the Department of Commerce. And I want to thank you and Steve both for inviting me to be one of those facilitators that you talked about a little bit ago. On Tuesday morning, the piece that I'll be helping you with is the CXO panel, which really gets to the heart of all of this. We're going to have, of course, conversations among these leaders, and then I'm going to be roaming around trying to get the audience's feedback and dialogue with the people on the audience. Not just asking questions is what I'm told that you want me to do, but getting opinions and information and confirmations or disagreements with what's going on the stage.
It'll be completely fine to disagree, and it'll be completely a result, I think, Tuesday of hopefully what was discussed in the various kinds of sessions we're having on Monday. So we're having things like crowdversations and jam sessions of different length and of different size and of different topics that will hopefully energize the crowd, get them ready for a great Tuesday morning.
What I am happy to see is that there is a focus. The focus this year is not limited to IT and management. You're going to be talking about acquisition 2020. You're going to be talking about workforce issues. All of these things that make it look like you want to take a more holistic approach to what a federal manager, not necessarily just an IT manager, will be dealing with 5 years from now.
Oh, exactly. I mean, as you said, we're talking about evolving the workforce. Steve came to some of the early meetings with the idea of, we've been so recession-proof in the D.C. area. Well, will that continue to be the case 5 years, 5 years from now? What will our workforce look like? It will certainly be younger. It will certainly work differently. How do we work with technology and innovation that will be occurring throughout the 5 years? What about planning and management and delivery and execution and the customer experience? We've got to think about all those things and how they're going to be different 5 years from now. And as I said, I hope that this ELC is the catalyst for continuing that discussion and not just dropping it and just continuing that over the next 5 years, the next five ELCs. And I've been to over 20 or 25 of them over the years. And we hope that this one is extra special.
As you and your team have discussed the outcomes that you want to see, other than raw number of people in seats next week, what constitutes a success for this event in your mind, Tony?
I'm looking for buzz throughout the 2 days. I'm looking for people rushing to get to the next session. I'm looking for people having that intensity and not just that I'm on a boondoggle conference kind of trip. You know, I'm looking for that spark in the eyes on everybody's part that means that they're getting it and means that they're contributing and participating and not just watching and not just listening, and that they have that inspiration to carry it forth going back. We've got the innovation zone. We're going to talk about some of the things that that GSA is doing. We've got challenge zones. We've got all sorts of things going on. And one of the things we eliminated this year was tracks. We didn't want to have this pigeonholed kind of track where you sort of signed up for a series of sessions kind of on the same topic. Leaders don't get to do that during their business day. They have to address all sorts of things. So what we wanted to do was give them an environment where they could go touch a lot of these topic themes that we're talking about and having great speakers and facilitators talk about them and almost give them hard choices. You know, it's, my goodness, I've got to go to this one, but I really wanted to go to this one. And maybe with their colleagues, they divide and conquer and they go to the different sessions.
Tony, we're just about out of time. I'm sorry to wrap it up, but I'm looking forward to seeing you this coming weekend. And thank you again for inviting me to participate. And it's great to have you come on, and I wish you every success.
Great to see you there.